We report next on a hot new social network called Elo. It's been a week or so since that site went viral. A whole week. That is a long time in cyberspace. So now the online world is watching like a soap opera to see whether Elo lives or dies. Nishat Kirwa talked with some of Elo's new users, as well as others who are already abandoning the social network.
Vermont's known for its green pastures, farmsteads, and roads free of billboards. The founders of the new social network, Elo, live in the state, and they want to bring Vermont-like serenity to the internet.
We set out to prove that a social network will survive and thrive that doesn't have a business model of selling ads to its users.
That's Elo CEO and co-founder Paul Budnitz. He says Elo's creators launched the site for their circle of friends. They wanted a clean online space to exchange large images and long-form text. Budnitz says the site has been growing steadily for about a year, but that changed last week. News stories about a group of disenchanted Facebook users mentioned Elo as an alternative and set off a stampede of interest.
We're getting about 40,000 sign-ups and requests an hour, so it's a lot.
You need an invite from a friend to use Elo, and that amps up the allure. Many Elo users I talk to, like 24-year-old Charity Walden, say they joined simply out of curiosity.
I use Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, Snapchat, and that might be it.
And you needed another one.
Yes, of course. I need, you know, to fill up my full 24-hour day.
The spike of interest in a new social network also points to intensifying concerns over issues like data mining, online bullying, and the protection of privacy. Users can't make their Elo accounts private, but the founders say that's coming soon. And Elo's stated mission is to be profitable without selling user data. That claim attracts scrutiny. Once it was revealed that Elo received venture capital money in January, critics went to town. Aral Balkan is a privacy advocate who's building an independent operating system. He says he doesn't want to support a VC-backed social network that will face pressure to balloon in size and value.
If you take venture capital, at the very beginning, when you went to investors to ask for money, you had to present your exit plan because that's when the investors make their money back. Even before you've built the thing, you're selling the people that you hope to get to use it.
After just a few days, Elo user Jimmy Chan is also losing interest in the site, but for a different reason.
Some of my friends are simply jumping in to say, you're all still here, as if it was Monday morning and people are still in the living room from a Sunday night party.
Chan says Elo probably won't be fun for him until it picks up traction with more friends and offers different features. The site's being tweaked and reworked in full view of a rapt online audience. The founders are responding to complaints and requests as the site takes shape. Co-founder Paul Budnitz has a relatively chill attitude about the critiques.
I'm in Vermont. I'm not in Silicon Valley, you know?
He's confident that Elo can make money through a freemium model. Users would pay for extra features like the ability to access multiple accounts with a single login. Budnitz maintains that the founders don't feel undue pressure to compromise their ideals. He says they're content to stay small and modestly profitable, in a Vermont kind of way. For NPR News, I'm Nishat Kirwa.
She's a reporter for TurnstileNews.com, a tech and digital culture site from Youth Radio.